Hello, and welcome to the MacArthur's Talk Cryptids.
I am your ever-believing Daniel.
I'm Melissa.
What do you got? Something good?
I do. Do we have any house cleaning to do before we get started? Like all the banter that everybody loves?
No.
No, we don't have any banter.
No more.
I feel like we haven't recorded in such a long time.
So much stuff to do.
May is the busiest month for everybody, whether you have kids or not. May is insane. I'm so glad to be over May.
It's the transition into summer. Yeah. Stuff's changing.
Right, but when you have school-age kids, it's like everything just hits.
Yeah.
And it's not even over because we have to return all our kids' curriculum and books.
Yeah, did you see you got like 2 days to do it?
Are you serious?
Yeah, they sent out an email.
Oh.
Now we're bantering again. It was like yesterday, today,
oh,
and tomorrow.
All right, well, I'll go do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right, no more banter. Let's get to it.
Man,
hurry up.
No more banter. We're so annoying with our banter. No, you guys, we're just teasing. We're never going to stop this banter. So if you don't like banter, if you don't like a conversational podcast, it's time to go, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
And that's the last time we're ever going to say anything about that.
Or skip ahead.
Very true. For the month of June, I am going to do the beautiful state of Tennessee.
It is beautiful.
And there is a reason I chose Tennessee. Would you like to hear that?
You want to move there?
No. I have a coworker and a friend named Shelby who is moving to Tennessee in like a week.
So I was kind of right. Somebody is moving there.
Somebody is leaving the beautiful state of California and moving to a beautiful state of Tennessee. So there you go. Equal.
Yeah, but they're leaving the Central Valley of California.
Yeah, but we drive 2 hours anywhere.
No, we don't.
Okay, we don't, but others do. If you want snow, drive 2 hours. You want the beach, drive 2 hours. You want L.A., drive 2 hours.
No, move to Tennessee.
You want Fresno, drive 2 hours.
You would be way better off in Tennessee.
She is going to find a man.
That's where I would go to find a man.
I guess so.
Yeah, there's no men here. Go to Tennessee. That's where they're all at.
Her great white buffalo is in Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what a great white buffalo is?
No.
It's like
something that doesn't exist.
Something very rare.
Ah.
Like that rare man that she has been looking for is in Tennessee.
If I saw a buffalo, that would be rare, much less a white one.
Yeah,
it's albino buffalo.
It's something that does exist, but you can't say like the great white unicorn because unicorns don't exist. I apologize, Scotland, but
yes, they do.
White buffaloes exist. What?
Yeah.
You think unicorns exist?
About as much as Bigfoots and feets.
I was just going to say, if you believe in unicorns, then why don't you believe in Bigfoot?
So what is it that is in Tennessee?
We tell our children that we're recording and they make more noise.
Is he hammering nails with a pan? What does that sound?
He's getting ice.
In what?
In one of these
a dog dish?
Thermos things.
It's all clank, 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 clank.
In his fake Stanley.
It's a Stan Steve, not a Stan Lee, you know.
No,
it's a
fake Stanley. Lee.
What?
No, one of the students.
Anyway,
said okay.
Go back to Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
To get what? What's there in Tennessee besides a white buffalo unicorn?
You mean like a man?
Yeah. What's her man that's in Tennessee? What kind of a man is she looking for?
She's looking for a country boy who's over 6 foot tall.
All right.
Preferably never been married, never had kids.
Okay.
The great white buffalo.
Okay, so a man that wants a woman, obviously, tall, handsome, not married, but all of those things.
No kids.
And no kids in Tennessee. And wealthy.
Yeah, she can't seem to find one in California.
Yeah, because that guy doesn't exist anywhere. They just don't. You're going to have to give up something, Shelby. You can't. Okay. You're going to find the guy, but he's going to be like 5'5".
Oh.
But so what? Rogan's 5'6".
Is he really?
Yeah, he's a short fella, and he would kick me and 10 other guys' butts all in a row.
That's true.
Yeah, he's in crazy good shape.
He's yoked.
I don't know. I think he's like 5'7".
No, but Tennessee's also beautiful, and why not? Yeah, if you can go, and you can get a change in scenery.
I would go
and...
now, if we could.
Anyway, Shelby, we're going to miss you.
Yeah.
We really are.
Does she listen to this?
She does.
Oh!
Yeah, she's one of like five people that I
never
told
mind. Shelby,
that we have a podcast.
You're going to find him.
You keep interrupting me. Now he rolls his eyes. I said she's one of five people that I've actually told that we have a podcast because it's embarrassing. Now you can talk.
Shelby, I hope you find that guy.
He's out there. Let's pray about it.
What if he's all of those things but has a really weird name?
You can shorten it. Give him a nickname.
What if he doesn't like that?
Well,
you don't like your nickname.
I don't like
okay,
my nickname.
Okay, so what if
that
is a deal breaker?
No, but I have a great original name. Why would anybody choose to go by a nickname if you have a great original name? See, now we're bantering even more.
What if his name is Bartholomew?
Call him Bart.
But he doesn't like Bart.
Mew.
Because of Bart Simpson.
Mew. Or just call him B. What's up, B?
Mm.
Or Babe.
Okay.
All right, so you ready to start this?
I am.
In honor of Shelby. Okay, so I did some research on cryptids, and then I've really been into looking up things and like making pictures on ChatGPT.
Mm.
So I entered all of the cryptids into ChatGPT and I said, make it a podcast episode.
That's cheating.
It is cheating. But I realized that this is what people are doing right now.
No. You don't think that people are really talented and creative?
Or have all the time in the world
no.
to be pumping out content? You can even use it for like social media. It's crazy what people are using this for.
So everything we know is a lie.
Yes, basically. Anyways, I thought it would be funny to do this in what ChatGPT says would be the best podcast form.
Okay.
So you ready?
I guess now.
Well, they're calling this Appalachian Shadows. That's the title of the podcast.
Oh.
Where folklore meets fear and the forgotten whispers of the mountains come to life.
Okay. In what capacity do they come to life?
Well,
how does it form? As a unicorn?
I don't know. I don't understand your question.
Oh. Isn't this a creature?
Yeah, it's cryptids.
Oh, okay. That's what I mean.
Oh, like
you're leading into something that comes to life. What is it that has come to life in Tennessee mountains?
These crazy creatures.
Okay.
That exist.
All right.
In Appalachian folklore. Or Appalachian.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I've said this before, I did hear somebody call it Appalachian. And they said they grew up there, and that's how they pronounce it, is Appalachian.
Well, that's good, but they're wrong.
Okay, well, tonight we venture into the dense forests, misty hollows, and murky waters of Tennessee, a land soaked in history, mystery, and legend. From the haunted ridges of Dixon County to the watery depths of the Tennessee River, these are the stories of Tennessee's most famous cryptids, creatures that defy science but never escape our curiosity. And it says right here, music swells and fades into the first segment.
Oh.
Like it's literally
it's telling you where to
put
lead in music?
Yes.
Oh, or fade out music kind of.
Da-na-na. All right, so we're going to talk about the Tennessee Wild Man. Now, our first stop is in the wilds of McNairy County, where settlers once spoke in hushed tones about something they called the Wild Man of Tennessee. 7 feet tall, muscles like tree trunks.
Oh, Shelby, Are you listening?
Hair tangled and matted from yep. head to toe.
Yep.
Eyes burning red in the darkness.
That means he can see in the dark like a kitty cat.
In the early 1800s, newspapers described a creature that lurked in the forest near settlements, letting out guttural howls and terrifying anyone brave enough to wander after dark. I also read that this wild man would harass women in the forest. He loved women.
In what?
Or loves.
In what capacity?
Like chase them.
Oh. Did he ever like...
catch one?
Get one?
No, I don't think so. Well. Now, here is a quote from a man named Rob Phillips in 1995. It was sitting up in a tree, hunched over. Its hair was this rusty red, almost orange, and the smell, like something dead in the summer heat. I froze.
Huh.
Sounds creepy, right?
Yeah.
Now, some say it's a cousin of Bigfoot, while others say it was a cursed man, twisted by rage and solitude. But whatever the case, the Tennessee wild man hasn't gone anywhere. Not yet. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, how old is he then?
Well.
Did he have kids?
It says the early 1800s. So he's pretty old.
Okay, so he's 100 years old. At least.
In the early 1800s. So he's at least 200 years old.
Right. 1995. Well, 1800s. To 19. Okay, he's 100 and something years old. In other words, what, this is his kid?
I don't know.
The one hunched in the tree that smells terrible? That means there's a wild woman.
Yes, and out there procreating.
Frolicking around about in the meadows of Tennessee's backwoods.
But it says it's a cursed man twisted by rage and solitude. So obviously doesn't like its wife. Because it's not really in solitude, but it is angry, so they don't like each other.
I'm just doing the math, and I can't imagine that he's still alive.
Probably not. It's descendants.
At 130 years old. Next. But he's in solitude.
Okay. All right,
whatever. Maybe he can procreate by himself.
Okay. This one is called the White Bluff Screamer. And it says, distant screaming layered under storm sounds. I wish we were that fancy. All right. If you ever camp near White Bluff, Tennessee, don't ignore the scream. They call it the White Bluff Screamer. And the stories go back over a century. Some say it's the ghost of a grieving mother. Others claim it's something much worse. A creature that feeds on fear.
Okay. Caw-caw, caw-caw. No, okay. Different.
This is from an eyewitness, they
said. An eyewitness.
The screeching wail echoed throughout their valley. After a week of the disturbance, sleep was impossible for any of them. Because the thing just kept screaming at night.
Who wouldn't go looking for the source of the scream? I would. If I'm woken up in the middle of the night by a scream...
That is one of the things you don't do, is
no,
what it said.
What
it said, don't go try to find the scream.
Yes, you do do.
You do do.
You do do
that. That voodoo that you do.
Because you got to make the scream stop.
Yeah, because you need sleep.
I would start a business.
Called what?
Scream Stoppers.
Why did I ask?
I don't know.
So it says, a family torn apart, a scream no one could explain. One hunter claimed he saw it, white as bone, hooved feet, glowing red eyes. It stole a deer carcass and left slime on his guitar.
Okay, I pull up to your house in a pick-em-up truck with a crooked sign on the door, and it says Scream Stoppers. You can't sleep at night. You got weird stuff happening. How much would you pay? Practically anything, right? To make it go away?
$50.
If I promised? Or your money back?
Yes.
Yeah.
$50.
I would clean up.
I like how it's left slime on his guitar, because didn't Taylor Swift have a song called Slime on My Guitar? Oh, no, it was tears on my guitar. That was it.
Well, tears can be a little slimy sometimes.
Next up, we have the Wampus Cat. I believe we've talked about the Wampus Cat before. Legend has it, in ancient times, a Cherokee woman spied on a forbidden ceremony. For her transgression, she was cursed to roam the hills forever as a half-woman, half-cat beast. They call her the Wampus Cat.
Meow.
It says, eyewitness, aged farmer voice. Okay. Wait, well, how do you age? I heard the chicken scream, then found fur tufts and claw marks. I swear, it had eyes like fire and ran like a person. End scene.
Oh, stop with your stories, Martha.
So she stalks the mountains of East Tennessee, glowing eyes, a body like a panther. Body like a panther.
Panther?
That's what is that?
That's very specific.
It is, but panther. It's a compliment.
Is it?
Yeah, you should tell me I have a body like a panther.
As opposed to the body of a large house cat.
I was going to say silverback gorilla.
A large, overfed.
Why are you saying large?
A large, overfed house cat. It just
what?
Lounges around tabby. Because you're talking about a panther cat. And then I'm thinking more modern, like people's cats today. They're
oh, I thought you were saying amazing. That I looked like a
Yeah, I'm joking because now it's modern day. So we go from a panther woods woman to a house cat.
Wow. Okay.
You look like a sleek panther cat.
Okay.
With a hairy stomach.
It says, and something human in her cry. Oh, that's sad. That's really sad. I hope it's not true.
Gosh. Yes, I hope it's not true.
Okay, we have the giant river catfish. And it says, deep underwater soundscape.
Glur, 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 glur.
Beneath the Tennessee River, another mystery stirs. Divers inspecting hydro dams tell of a catfish the size of cars.
Oh.
Or tell of many catfish the size of cars. So big, they refuse to go back in the water. That's some big ass fish.
That is a big fish. They can get pretty big. They can get a couple hundred pounds. Catfish, they can get huge.
Ugh.
If they have food and obviously no predators, meaning fishermen.
Don't some people think they look like sharks? Like they get big enough to be mistaken as a shark?
Yeah, I guess so.
Or is that
so.
A sturgeon?
Sturgeons kind of look like sharks-ish. Mm. I don't, not really. They look like prehistoric animals.
Yeah. Being in a dark lake is freaky.
Yeah, especially out there. It's going to be a muddy of dark water.
It says in a low, shaken voice. I should do this.
Oh.
Something moved in the dark, long and wide as a van. I felt it brush my leg. That was my last dive. That was good, huh?
As big as a van, but the water's all murky.
Right, so how'd you see it?
That would be insane to see something that's a large vehicle.
Ooh, that gives me the shivers.
I don't know.
It gives me that, ooh, creepy. Are they relics of a forgotten past or just fish tales grown big in the telling? Either way, something massive stirs in those depths.
Yeah, that's why I'm not a fishy cat diver.
All right. We have a Bigfoot in the Smokies. Are you surprised?
There it is. No, I'm not surprised.
The Smoky Mountains are no stranger to shadows. For decades, people here have seen and heard something they can't explain. Sasquatch, Bigfoot, the Smoky Giant. Now we have a teen witness. It was about 8-9 feet tall, covered in hair 2 inches long. Its face like rawhide. It stared at me, then walked away. But the scream it let out, I've never heard anything like it.
Who's that?
That was a teen. A witness giving her statement.
Gotcha.
That's scary.
It is kind of scary.
So cattle go missing, wood knocks echo through the trees, and the stillness of foggy mornings, giant footprints appear.
If you knew people were out in the woods and you had time on your hands, wouldn't you go out with a big stick or a bat and just start thunking trees?
Just messing with people?
And then bring a Bigfoot footprint maker. You can get them on Amazon. They're like $12. And you put them on the bottom of your feet so you walk.
Oh, gosh. I could totally see you doing that.
And then you start thunking, you know, trees in the middle of the night. And
letting out howls like...
Go...
What was that guy's name? Bubba?
Bobo.
On like Bigfoot expedition or something. And he'd always get out there and
Bobo
like...
Bobo or something. Because he's the biggest guy on their crew. Yeah. He's a big fella. He's like, what, like 6'6", 6'5"?
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah, he's probably about...
I think he died.
I think he did too. He's like 320, 6'6", something. He's a big fella.
Yeah, but he'd always do those sounds.
So there, he's like, okay, look. Look how big I am. And then he'd take those big, giant leaping strides to kind of mimic, you know, what he would look like off in the distance running through the woods.
Right.
It was pretty scientific, actually.
I wonder what they're all doing now from that show.
Well, I think they were getting grants to study. I don't know who in their right mind would give a grant to study big feats. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe they've gone on to other docu-series or something, and we just haven't seen them.
Maybe.
Maybe they work in a museum.
Oh, that would be cool. All right, we got our last one. Can't believe this is already over.
Girl or guy?
What do you mean?
Is it a creature?
It is a creature.
Okay.
Yeah.
Female or male?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's unisex.
Oh.
I don't know. Here. Oh, not all cryptids walk the earth. In East Tennessee, some look to the skies. They call them sky serpents. Long, sinuous, cloud-colored. Some say they fly between mountains when storms are near.
Oh, nope.
That's what I was thinking. It's like the alien from Nope.
Yeah.
That blends into the sky.
I wanted to watch that the other day.
You can't.
Like $3.99. I know. Forget it.
I know. All of his stuff right now, you have to pay to watch it. So somebody said it looked like a silver eel in the clouds. Mm. No wings, no sound. I thought I was hallucinating. Now, Native Cherokee stories spoke of the great horned serpent of thunder. Maybe they're still out there, coiled in the clouds above us. So they see these like, yeah, these like serpent things.
So it's kind of a rippling shape in the sky.
Right. But they're saying they're cloud colored. So they're almost invisible.
Right.
But you can see them. Yeah. Just like,
Nope. The creature thing, alien ship thing, whatever it was from Nope.
Yeah.
That had a big giant
butthole,
ripply butthole in the sky.
That's a great movie.
It was. Where he came up with that, I don't know. Maybe from this, probably.
Maybe from this. He's, what's his name, Jordan Peele?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there we go. There's the six main cryptids of Tennessee.
All right.
And I hope Shelby never sees one.
They sound fairly tame-ish as far as cryptids go, so I think she's safe. Yeah. I think her biggest issue is going to be all the greater than 6 foot guys she runs into in a backwoods Tennessee bar, to be honest.
Ooh, be a good girl, you know. Shelby.
Well, I mean, that's where they're going to be at.
From forest to river, mountaintop to sky, Tennessee's cryptids are more than tales. They're part of its very bones. These stories have outlived generations, stitched into the soil by firelight and fear. So the next time you're walking a trail or camping by a river, listen closely. You might not be alone. Fade out.
Fade out, dramatic music.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
What do you think?
I still want to go camping out there in the woods.
Do you? I bet they have big old bugs.
I bet they have huge bugs.
And I bet when you wake up in the morning, your tent has all that dew on it.
A lot of dew. Dew the dew.
And then it falls on you because someone always hits the side of the tent and all that water falls on you.
You know the secret to that is, right?
What?
You got to get the double layer tents so that the condensation forms on the outer one, and then you have the other one underneath it.
The dry one underneath it?
Yeah, and then you're good to go.
That's the worst part of camping. What? Is the condensation in the tent in the morning. Do you know how many times I've basically had a shower?
No.
With all of that raining down on
Twice?
Me?
Once?
Well, I'd say like 4 times.
Really?
Enough for me to remember.
How many times have you camped outside in a tent?
I have camped without you, sir.
I know. So how many times have you camped outside in a tent total?
Probably 5.
I think you were just camping in someone's backyard and the sprinklers came on.
No, we would camp at like...
forgot to put the rain fly over the top of it.
No, like Mojave, we would go out on this island when I was in junior high with my friend's family and camp in Mojave on the river.
That's not Mojave.
Yeah, Mojave Lake. Oh, sorry, the lake. We'd camp around the lake.
Okay. Out in the desert, but it's a lake off the Colorado River.
Yes. And you
just
call it Mojave.
It's so dry out there, though. How could you have condensation?
Daniel, don't ask me
these questions.
I think
someone peed on your tent.
Maybe.
I think so.
We did have a donkey stick its head in our tent.
See? That's it.
There's wild donkeys.
He lifted his leg, peed on your tent.
Oh, God. That's even worse.
Nope. That's got to be what it is.
Ugh, that's awful. All right, Tennessee, you're gorgeous. Can't wait to visit you. I don't think I've ever been to Tennessee. Nope, but now I have a friend there. I should probably go visit someday when airplane tickets are less than $200.
Yeah. What we are looking for is not inflation going down. We need deflation so the price goes down. That's what we're looking for,
yes.
I think.
All right, well, thanks for listening to this ridiculousness.
Yeah.
And... we'll be back with haunted locations.
Amen, sister.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.